I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Saturday, an Al-Qaeda branch killed 200 people in central Burkina Faso. It's part of a Muslim extremist push to control Burkina Faso and West Africa. Christian World Outreach runs, essentially, a girls' boarding school in Burkina Faso called the Village of Opportunity. CWO's Greg Yoder says some students are from the area under attack, and they're coming back to school early in order to escape the violence.
All of a sudden, now we have costs that we weren't planning on as far as having the girls there to feed them and house them earlier than expected. But these girls are resilient, they're brave, and because they love the Lord, and they really are looking for a better future for themselves and their villages and for Burkina as a whole.
Pray for Burkinabe believers' faith and witness to others. And around 375 sign languages exist around the world, and they are rich, deep, and complex. But Rob Myers with Door International says that historically, sign languages have been looked on as inferior to or mere variations of spoken languages. Thankfully, those perceptions are changing.
Back in the 1960s, linguists started to realize that, no, these languages have their own grammar, their own structure. They're very, very distinct from the written languages around them.
By 2023, around a third of the nations of the world had recognized their country's sign language as an official language.
20% of that recognition has happened just in the last 5 years.
Pray for Door's innovative work in sign language Bible translation by the deaf, for the deaf, and learn more in the full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.